Well, now you you had some a whole philosophy of constitutional
restraint. I guess you could say that. I don't know it was strict constructionism. It was certainly in the Polltown case, because I do think stretching to say that it is a public purpose to alleviate the economic conditions is stretching the taking clause.
Now, you also wrote a case, as I recall, that was meticulous in preserving the ballot right of a minority party. Was it the Socialist Workers or one of those? That wherein you again enunciated your conviction that you ought to go very slow in disturbing the very fundamental rights of people in our society.
I think it had to do, as I recall, with the percentage of votes that you had to have in order to get candidates of a certain party on the ballot.
On the November ballot.
On the November ballot.
In order, they had to, they could get on a primary ballot.
But if they didn't get enough votes in that election, they wouldn't be on the November ballot, as I recall. And I believe it was the Socialist Workers' Party. I'm trying to recall the actual name of the case. It was a, and I guess you could, and I, as I recall, the result was that they were allowed.
They got on
the ballot.
You were on the prevailing
side. Yeah, on the prevailing side of that particular matter. So
now,
I guess.